The porcelain handle turns with a faint creak. The door opens onto a vast bedroom plunged in gloom. A large bed with carved posts occupies the east wall, its crumpled sheets testifying to a restless sleep. At the foot of the bed, a rug with undulating bluish patterns evokes ocean waves. Opposite the bed, against the west wall, an imposing walnut dresser supports a copper candelabra. Closer to the bed, a second dresser holds a gramophone whose brass horn gleams faintly. But it is the object near the south window that takes your breath away, a compact church organ, its tin pipes rising along the east wall. The instrument seems completely incongruous in this bedroom. A red velvet armchair is placed before the keyboard as if someone had just risen from it. The yellowed ivory keys seem to await fingers to reveal their sacred